Hey guys, so today we're joined by Ryan and the Hunter. How are you doing? It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much. One Hunter, we're good, man.
Yeah, so for all of our viewers who may not have listened to you before, how would you best sum up your sound to them?
We like to call our sound Turn Up Rock. And it is real lit rock.
So, all of your songs, when I've listened to them, are so catchy. So, when you're writing them, do you have a certain vibe that you go for before you write, or does it just come along naturally? Like, what process do you have?
I mean, it's quite natural. We have ideas and stuff that we all have, and then we put them together and demo them. But I think it's, you know, just a sort of influence of so many different artists that we all listen to. That come into it. I think that's the reason why we have, quite a sound. Yeah, we listen to, you know, old rock music, new rock music, hip hop music, pop music, soul music. So there's a lot of influence.
So when you're writing your songs, do you try capture maybe sounds that may have been lost in the past, or are you trying to push music to like a new direction?
I think the way the music industry is now, I think it's, for a band like us, just four guys with, you know, three guitars, drums and vocals, and being as raw as we are like some of the older bands is needed, and that's what we're about. But we do like to think that we put a new twist on it, and I think we, you know, have something new and fresh to offer to the music world.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things you guys do really well is on social media. You're so, like, the interaction you have with your fans is amazing. You reply to every single one of your fans. So is that something that's really important for you guys to do?
Yeah, like, you know, we've worked for a long time to get this opportunity and to get our music out there to people. So to have the reaction that we have and have people saying what they do about our music and connecting with us is what we've always wanted. So it's a pleasure for us to, you know, hear those things and then reply to them. You know, they deserve it, so they're a huge part of the band.
But obviously now you're starting to get quite big and recognised. Do you think you're going to be able to maintain the same level of interaction as you start to grow even more?
I guess it depends sort of how big we get and what the future holds, but, you know, we're going to try our best to continue to do that. The fans are very important to us. So, yeah, we're going to try our best to keep on top of them.
Yeah, definitely. And is there any tips for any up-and-coming bands that are trying to make it that you'd give them then?
The world now is everything's online, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's so many more that you can use to really connect to people. And it's a great outlet and for creating positive things into the world and see what you get back. But It's a real good tool to have and a way to, you know, get your point across or expand on it.
And was there a point where you realised, okay, things are starting to get real now?
It's weird because it's like this is all new for us and we're experiencing everything for the first time. So it's a bit of a whirlwind and there's so much going on. So we're just taking each day as it comes, really. Yeah, it's a lot to take in, but, you know, a few days later when you hear about something, you can take it in and really think about it. It's incredible, so we're enjoying it.
And have you had any crazy fan moments yet?
We're always having crazy fan moments. Every day is crazy in the Hunter. So we're kind of used to it, but it's fun, and that's we love it, so.
Yeah, definitely. You're touring at the moment and have sold out so many shows. Has there been a certain highlight for you?
The headline tour at the beginning of the year was incredible, to like finally go out on our own and play those shows and all sold out as well. Also going to Europe for the first time was amazing as well, and meeting the fans over there. We didn't really know what to expect, but it was a pleasure.
And you've been in the studio lately, haven't you, recording your new album?
Yeah, debut album. And yeah, we've been in Oxford for like a month recording it, and then we're just doing like the final touches now in London, so it's going to be ready real soon.
Yeah, what can people expect from it then? Is it the same kind of vibe from your singles that you've had, or?
The singles are on it, and then the rest of the album is, you know, it's kind of similar sound, but I mean we've got a lot of different, a lot of different influences. So you know, the other songs on the album, I feel like we've really, you know, people would see a lot more on different sides to us, which we're really excited about. So
yeah, definitely. And who would you say your main influences then?
Main influences, I mean, we don't really just have one.
That's not very favourites.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, Kings of Leon are like my favourite band ever. So there's a lot of different people. I mean, Drake is a huge influence of ours. Wiz Khalifa.
You wouldn't really expect that as well, listening to your music. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess some people may think it's weird that like a rock band like that kind of music so much, but you know, that's what makes it so fun for us.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's what you need, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so you're open to new things and anything, and that's how you grow, and you know, that's how you become who you are.
Yeah. So if you could choose a song from a completely different genre then to cover and kind of make your own, is there a certain song that you'd be really drawn to choosing?
Probably, for me, probably a Drake tune. I mean, there's so many that I love. Yeah, maybe even a Bieber, like What Do You Mean? Yeah, if we covered that, that'd be cool.
You should give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we get asked to do, you know, like live lounges, stuff, we're definitely gonna experiment with a lot of different music. So.
Is there anyone else that you'd love to collaborate with or write with? Or
we'd love to collaborate with a lot of different people. Beyonce for one would be amazing. who else, lad? Ray Shrumman. I mean, touring. We really want to tour with Kings of Leon. If we ever play with Kings of Leon, then that would be an absolutely amazing experience.
Yeah,
Bibi Clyro.
Oh yeah, nice choice. So if you guys weren't in a band, what would you be doing?
Probably not a lot. It doesn't really make sense for me or any of the other guys to not be doing this, and I think that's part of the reason why we're finally doing it, because there was never anything else in our heads to hold us back or playing, but what are we going to do? If not, it was always, we will get there at some point. It's just a matter of keeping our heads straight, keeping together, and really trying our best to do it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I thought about music management at some time, but I just want to get on stage too much, so that wouldn't work.
You guys are playing Dot to Dot Festival in Nottingham this month. Are you nervous or excited to play in front of people that you may not have heard your music before?
It's a weird one, because we've never played a festival before ever. Played live in Leeds the other day, which was our first, and we didn't really know what to expect there either. But
how was it?
I mean, it was amazing. We had the whole room was just packed out. I mean, there was like 200 people, yeah. I mean, they all knew the songs. They knew She's Casual and We Could Be, Bonfire and stuff, and they were singing loud, and it kind of turned into our own little Hunter show.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, really, really nice.
Hopefully it'll be the same then at Dot to Dot.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping. So yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah.
For Dot to Dot.
So what's next for the Hunter then?
So we've got the UK tour coming up, and then after that we're going to America.
Awesome.
For the first time, which we're super excited about. and then obviously with the festival season. The album coming out in August, and then towards the end of the year we'll be doing an album tour and going to Europe, UK and America again.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you guys. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in your upcoming tour and festival. So yeah, good luck, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
This is the Hunter, and you're listening to URN.